Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
You're listening to Day 16 of In His Steps. Today's title is Your Relationship with Jesus is Personal. A.W. Tozer said, "Faith is the gaze of the soul upon a saving God." Our text today is Matthew 16, verses 14 through 15. And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" In Matthew 16:13, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" James Montgomery Boyce provides keen insight into the disciples' response. The disciples would have been in a better position than Jesus to have known what people were saying about him, but Jesus did not need to elicit this information from his followers. These identifications were standard speculations for anyone who stood out above the common people. They were raised about John the Baptist when he was asked whether he was the Christ, and if not, whether he was Elijah or the prophet mentioned in Deuteronomy 18:15 and 18. John denied being any of these figures, claiming to be only a voice calling in the desert. Some time has passed, however, and now one of the popular speculations was that Jesus was John the Baptist himself. John had been killed by Herod, but even Herod was wondering whether Jesus was somehow John the Baptist resurrected. A second speculation was that Jesus was Elijah. Elijah was always on the list because of the last verses of the Old Testament. In Malachi 4:5-6, it says, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of their children to their fathers. Or else, I will come and strike the land with a curse." Jeremiah was mentioned because the Jews had a tradition preserved in 2 Maccabees 2:4-8 that he had hidden the Ark of the Covenant and altar of incense at the time of the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians, and that he would come again to restore them at the start of the Messianic Age. Some were throwing out names of other prophets. The surprising thing is that no one was suggesting that Jesus was the Messiah. Though that speculation had been made of John the Baptist, apparently Jesus did not match up to anyone's messianic expectations. Now, Jesus turns to the disciples and asks them personally, "But who do you say that I am?" The "you" is plural. Jesus wants to know if the 12 believe that Jesus is the Messiah. When it comes to your belief in Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter who the world around you believes Jesus to be. What's important is, do you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior of the world? Your relationship with Jesus must begin personally. It's in that private relationship that Jesus grows your faith and reveals himself to you. While your relationship is highly personal, it is also not lived in private. As you grow, your relationship with Jesus changes things internally, and that changes things externally. And your growing relationship with Jesus changes everything, including your giving. How can you get to know who Jesus is and not be impacted by the incredible truth that he is the greatest giver? God is the greatest giver because he offers salvation. He cannot be the greatest giver unless he is the one who has provided the greatest gift. What could fit that description more than the salvation of our souls, the inheritance promised, a crown of life, a heavenly home, available only because he gave his only begotten Son? God is the greatest giver because he only gives good things. James affirms, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above," assuring us that God is for us, not against us. it's comforting enough that God does not give us anything bad. But the verse implies more than that. Anything and everything that is good ultimately comes from God. Recognizing God as the greatest giver transforms our understanding of every gift we receive in life and how we are to give as His children. When you answer the question, "Who is Jesus?" you must conclude that He is the giver of salvation and all good things. And as His disciples, we must learn to give in order to be like Jesus. Consider these questions. How would you personally answer the question Jesus asked His disciples? How does knowing who Jesus is change how you live? In what ways is your giving like that of your Savior? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.